Saturday. I can't blame the people for their depression. Live my life like Saturday. Go to bed like it's Friday night. I work hot and feeling great. Go to work like it's my last day. And I feel all right. Like the morning I am golden.
And you're listening to Hello Dave. And I'd never heard of Hello Dave until actually I heard your commercial. David Kroll is taking a little bit of a break. He's going to have to get back and be back on the air on Big Country, but he's taking a little bit of a break right now, and we're just talking about the fact, you know what, you're a musician, you're not doing it as your full-time gig right now, and you're saying that's a pretty good thing right now.
I'm glad, honestly. You know, it's actually, I do feel bad. I have, you know, all my friends back in Nashville are full-time musicians, and they're really struggling right now.
You know, and I see a lot of things, and all kinds of things virtual. You know, I'm sorry, but virtual entertainment isn't the same as real entertainment, is it?
It's not. But you know, I got some songwriter friends and artists and musicians and stuff down there that are getting by and doing what they can on the online stuff, and you can tip them online, which is a good thing. Technology is,
it's better than nothing, yes.
Yeah, I mean, if there wasn't social media right now and allowing some of these, I mean, a lot of businesses, not just music industry people, but like a lot of businesses are moving online.
Oh, exactly.
So.
And you know, it's a, hello, Dave, where are they from?
I think they're from the, gosh, you would ask me that.
I was listening. They got 3 or 4 cuts. I just said, man, these guys are good.
Yeah, I know one of them is living in Tennessee, I think in the Nashville area. I think they're all kind of spread out. I think they used to be kind of centered maybe in the Chicago area. They don't get together and play as much as they used to, from what I understand. I'm not super familiar with Hello Dave, but Mike O'Neill, our executive director, has worked with them, and there's a lot of people excited for them to come to town. I guess they used to come to town on a pretty regular basis.
Yeah, Wednesday night, that kicks it off. That's going to be tomorrow night. Now, tonight, you got live entertainment at the Riverfront, too.
We do. Civic Music is presenting a couple...
Six Appeal and the George Maurer Group. They're good.
And, I know.
And Maurer is just great.
Yeah. I've been watching videos of Six Appeal on YouTube, and they're one of those vocal groups that they sound like they have a full band behind them, but they're just making all those noises with their voices, which is incredible.
Oh, and great harmonies as well. And you know, it's again, you got it going on. So you got Heritage Days, live entertainment, and again, all of the other things that go into it. You got a lot of sponsors, don't you?
Well, actually, our main sponsor is Mankey and Company. And Mankey has always been such a huge supporter of the things we're trying to do.
I'm thinking of all of the different people that are providing services.
Yes, and a lot of volunteers as well. We do have Five Star Community Credit Union sponsoring Friday Fest at Heritage Days, but this Friday with Leaving Abbey and Members Only. But I mean, you're talking live music back on the Riverfront every night the rest of this week.
It's almost like Steamboat Days, and the weather's going to be a lot like June Steamboat Days.
The weather is actually going to, it's looking very promising for us this week. I'm so excited because the weather is key to getting people down on the Riverfront.
No doubt about it. That's Wednesday night to Hello Dave, and then you got a pretty good group coming up on Thursday. This is Devin Clemens.
Little fetal country boys born in Illinois, baby, take you on a trip. Well, hop in my truck, pass a bottle of shine, and I'll try to leave you real sin. We tore through the cornfields, drive the tailgate, time to light up the fire. Well, I can hear my buddies coming from a mile away, from the screaming of their hood tires.
You know, they are a group that kind of symbolizes, you know, it's the new country music. Country music, it's not the old country music. Country music has become pop music, hasn't it?
Well, a lot of it has. And, you know, it was hard for me to get on board with some of this news. It still kind of is. I'm not into the whole hip hop mixed in the country,
but I
do like the new, the old, and the in between. But Devin Clemens, they play a little bit of everything, which is great about them. They played at the Snow Bowl after party earlier this year. I'd say that's BC before COVID.
Okay, BC.
but we're excited to have them back. They're pretty much our only country band we have booked for Heritage Days, and we didn't even plan this, but tomorrow is actually International Country Music Day, so
wow.
It works out perfect that we have the country band playing on Country Music Day.
Yeah, so you got Wednesday, you got Hello Dave. Thursday is the Devin Clemens. Friday Fest. You got a Friday Fest, and then you got entertainment following Friday Fest, right?
Yep, so the Friday Fest band is leaving Abbey. They start at 5. That's brought to you by Five Star Community Credit Union.
Hold on a second. I'm just going to play a little bit of Leaving Abbey. I got to tell you a story. Back there was... It was after the bike races a few years ago. My daughter was in from Chicago. She is an absolute Beatles fanatic, and so we're strolling in, and she says, "What's going on here?" And I said, "Well, it's live music." And she said, "Well, let's go see it." And she said, "Man, they're doing it's all Beatles."
Yeah. I love those guys, and I've known them all. I've worked with a few of them as well in other bands, and they're a good group of guys.
Anyway, and so they're Friday. They're going to be on the stage on Friday Fest, and then you got more entertainment following them with a group called Members. This is Members Only.
Yes.
You don't hear AC/DC too often on the
radio. Hang right here in the studio, man.
Oh, man. Members Only, they're going to be the Friday night late night band. And you got Saturday, you got Eric Pettit, Lion. He's going to be playing during he's the early show, right?
Yeah, the one of my favorite bands in town.
Oh, great musicianship. And then... You know, and I cannot duplicate the Spasmatics. I saw them when they were here and they started off with Whip It. And it was like, you know, I could tell quality production because you had it was on your stage, and it was a great mix of a great, well-produced sound, and probably better than anything I've seen on YouTube.
Yeah, we're really lucky with, you know, Mike O'Neill being our executive director and also being the owner of Thunder and Lightning Productions with his stage and his whole setup makes for any show. Makes it really good, yeah.
Whip it good, Devo, and they, you know, they dress.
That's what I was just going to say.
They don't have the orange triple tier helmets that Devo would be having for this song, but it's
no, but they, you know, Spasmatics, they dress up like nerds, like misfits, you know, and they jump around, they dance, and they put on a killer show.
All right.
And I saw them for the first time at Ragbri and was so impressed.
I said I thought, you know, I was coming in, and it was like I'd been writing all day, and it was like finally writing on Ragbri for a host city, Burlington, and I thought it was brilliant that you had the stage was set up right in front of the auditorium, because if you remember, the auditorium was not exactly in a usable position.
No,
at that time.
It wasn't. And it's just now back 100%, which is awesome. Thanks to the awesome people in the city and all the workers that helped to get us back in shape down there.
Let's see, you got food from Coal House, right?
We got food from Coal House 337, D&G Concessions, and also Smoky Blue Barbecue.
All right, and it's going out, and it's all free, but so kind of social distancing. You'll have all of the
plenty
the right
of room.
Stuff.
Plenty of room. We do ask that everyone just follows the guidelines that we're going to lay in place that helps us continue to do this. If everyone just plays by the rules, you know, we do require everyone to wear a mask when they're in line for food and drinks. and just to stay within the group that you come down with. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy free live entertainment on the riverfront. And if you follow the guidelines and just cooperate, you can have a good time.
And great weather to boot. And I know you got to get back. You got to get back. You got to get back in.
I got my own show going on.
And he's going to be heading out over there. So anyway, David Kroll, Big Country, BRE performer. You'll also be on stage. You're part of Civic Music this year, aren't you?
Well, I might be getting up and, yes, I am.
Country Christmas.
My Christmas show. How could I forget? I'm also maybe going to be performing a song or two with Farewell Angelina in October. But yeah, super excited for my Christmas show. It gives me an opportunity to reunite with my Nashville band. And, cause I miss those guys every day. So, super excited for that.
All right. Well, anyway, music coming back. It's great to see Civic Music coming back. Great to have a live entertainment at the riverfront and great to see you again. And, I'm going to let you get out of here. Okay.
I'm going to run down the hall. Thanks, man.
All right. Take care. David Kroll running down the hall as we speak and heading back to Big Country.
Harvest season brings hard work and can be exhausting for farmers.